Welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. This weekend it was pink moons and green jackets. Did you see that unusual looking pink moon over the weekend? The April phenomenon is actually a traditional full moon located at the furthest point away from the Earth during the year. Appearing smaller than average to us, this weekend's moon was dubbed pink in honor of a spring wildflower called the pink moss. Well, pink or not, this weekend's full moon may have actually helped explain some very weird happenings on the grounds of Augusta National Golf Club over the last few days. Rory's Wild Ride earns a much-treasured green jacket. Yes, I did indeed spend most of my weekend watching the Masters Golf Tournament. And if you watched more than just the highlights, you do realize that the pink moon effects were in full effect for golfers at Augusta National. So congratulations to Northern Ireland's Rory McIlroy for finally winning the Masters Sunday afternoon in his 17th attempt.
Excellent.
He became just a sixth golfer in history to win all four major tournaments, the Masters, PGA, U.S. Open, and British Open. The 35-year-old McIlroy joined golf legends like Gene Sarazen, Ben Hogan, Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus, and Tiger Woods in that very elite group. McIlroy was the favorite to win the Masters coming into this tournament. Already a two-time winner on the PGA Tour in 2025, he was playing his best golf in years. He was also trying to break an 11-year drought since he won his last major title at the 2014 PGA Championship. Rory McIlroy's four-round high-wire act, though, provided one of the wildest rides to victory in Masters history.
Ooh, yeah!
In Thursday's opening round, Rory was near the lead at 4-under par, only to record two double bogeys at number 15 and 17 and stumble back to even par 72 at the end of the day. Known for his go-for-broke playing style, McIlroy first aired with an aggressive chip shot across a slippery 15th green. The ball rolled past the hole and into a greenside pond that led to his first double bogey. He then played the number 17 hole rather sloppily to record a second double bogey score in three holes. And the media, you can feel free to boo here, battered Rory McIlroy after his round one with questions about whether the pressure of trying to win his first Masters title was getting to him again. But to his credit, McIlroy found a way to remain composed in the media room and insisted that the tournament had a long way to go. And indeed it did. Prior to the first round of the Masters, Rory McIlroy sought the lunchtime advice of six-time Masters champion Jack Nicklaus, who's now 85 years old. Nicklaus told Rory that he must remain disciplined in order to win his first green jacket. Said the Golden Bear, quote, "He's got all the shots, but if you look, go back and see his history the last few years, he gets to a place a lot of times where an 8 or a 7 pops up on his scorecard." Jack Nicklaus turned out to be prophetic about Rory McIlroy's golf game over this weekend. Rory made the hard shots look easy, and a few of the easier shots look very difficult. But there was a lucky break that won the Masters for Rory McIlroy that no one's talking about. On Friday afternoon in the second round, Rory McIlroy charged back into contention with a 6-under par 66. He received a gift from the golf gods on the par 3 12th hole that day. The 12th hole at Augusta National is called Golden Bell, and it's best known for Ray's Creek running diagonally in front of that green. And when the wind blows, that tricky tee shot can be blown into the creek or over the green as well. You might remember that Jordan Spieth has donated several golf balls to Ray's Creek on more than one occasion and cost him a second or possible third green jacket at the Masters. On Friday afternoon, Rory McIlroy's tee shot on number 12 flew over the green and deep into a stand of thick azalea bushes and trees. Within a second of his ball landing, though, it magically appeared to roll back out of the heavy brush and onto a flat grassy area just a few yards off the green. Rory McIlroy would then chip up and roll in a par putt. Now, if that ball had stayed up in the bushes, he was likely looking at a double bogey to drop at least two more shots to par. A video replay of that tee shot confirmed that Rory McIlroy had exceptionally good fortune. It was almost like there was a lucky leprechaun hiding in those bushes to roll the ball back out. On Saturday, it was moving day, and it shuffled the leaderboard once again. England's Justin Rose, remember his name for later, he was in the lead at 8-under par after the opening 36 holes at the Masters. The 41-year-old Rose, much like Rory McIlroy, has a history of close calls at Augusta National Golf Club. In 2017, Justin Rose and Sergio Garcia were in a playoff with the green jacket, and Garcia prevailed for his first and only major championship win. Justin Rose struggled with his putting on Augusta National's lightning-fast greens during Saturday's third round. His 3-over par 75 left him 7 shots behind the new leader in the clubhouse, Rory McIlroy. Rory came out of the chute on fire Saturday. He went birdie, eagle, birdie over the first 3 holes and shot to the top of the leaderboard. His second straight 66 put him at 12 under par after 3 rounds. LIV Golf's Bryson DeChambeau birdied 2 of his last 4 holes Saturday to climb into second place at 10 under, and that would set up a Sunday rematch of last summer's U.S. Open final round in which DeChambeau defeated McIlroy for the title. And Sunday's final round was a roller coaster ride for the ages by Rory McIlroy. Rory's Saturday evening started with a third straight day of "Why haven't you won the Masters yet?" kind of questions from the media. And though he mentioned his desire to just spend a quiet night with his family, McIlroy's appearance on the first tee Sunday afternoon looked anything but relaxed. His final round playing partner, Bryson DeChambeau, loves to work the crowds much like Arnold Palmer used to do. DeChambeau later said that Rory McIlroy did not talk to him during Sunday's fourth round. On the first hole, McIlroy carded yet another double bogey, his 5th of the week, and with an opening par and a birdie on number 2, it was Bryson DeChambeau who had the lead at 11 under par. But then Rory skillfully navigated the tricky par 4 third hole and carded a birdie as DeChambeau bogeyed, and the lead flipped once again, this time in McIlroy's favor. Then on the long par 3 fourth hole, Rory lasered in an iron shot within just a few feet of the hole. His birdie moved him to 12 under par, while DeChambeau picked up his second straight bogey, and now Rory had a 3-shot lead. McIlroy would stretch that lead to 5 shots over the field after rolling in another birdie putt on number 10. But that's when the fun began. Rory McIlroy bogeyed the very difficult par 4 11th hole as Justin Rose was scoring his 4th straight birdie to move within 4 shots of the lead. The par 5 13th hole features Rays Creek dangerously perched along the front edge of this green. McIlroy decided to play it safe and attempt his 3rd shot from less than 100 yards from the green. His pitch shot, though, went offline to the right and rolled back down into the creek. The double bogey 7 brought Justin Rose and the surging Ludvig Åberg within 2 shots of the lead. Another McIlroy bogey at number 14 made this a true Masters horse race to the finish line. And right on cue, Justin Rose rolled in a slippery downhill putt for a birdie on number 18 and posted an 11-under par score in the clubhouse. Sweden's rising star Ludvig Åberg needed a par and a birdie on his final 2 holes to tie Justin Rose. Unfortunately, he bogeyed number 17 and then fell apart with a triple bogey on number 18 and finished far back. Rory McIlroy steadied his game and took the lead once again on the par 4 17th hole with another miraculous second shot landing just a few feet from the hole. That birdie gave him a 1-shot lead with just 1 hole to play. Unfortunately, Rory dumped his second shot on number 18 into a greenside bunker and failed to make the par putt to fall into a tie with Justin Rose at 11 under par. On the first playoff hole at number 18, Justin Rose lofted his second shot about 10 feet above the hole. Rory hit his second shot right next to Rose's ball, but then his spun down the hill to within 2 feet of the hole. And this time, it was Justin Rose who missed the birdie putt. McIlroy would step up and sink a very short putt for birdie and the win. And he dropped to his knees in an emotional release after finally winning the Masters in his 17th attempt. And now let's give our Masters post-game report. Though the media is still trying to spin Sunday's fourth round as one of the greatest ever played, it really was only great for theatrics. Rory McIlroy shot a 1-over par 73, and he still won the golf tournament. Bryson DeChambeau, the second-place golfer heading into Sunday, had clutch putting that saved him from shooting even much higher than the 75 which he posted Sunday afternoon. That could have easily been an 80. Ludvig Åberg looked like a possible playoff candidate until he gave 4 strokes back to par on the last 2 holes. It was only runner-up Justin Rose, who shot a 67, and third-place finisher Patrick Reed with a 68, who made any significant moves up the leaderboard on Sunday. Sunday's scoring was surprisingly high. The third and fourth rounds at Augusta were played under ideal golf conditions, temperatures around 70 degrees, a clear sky, and very little wind. Yes, Sunday was exciting, but that's only because Popeye and Bluto, otherwise known as Rory and Bryson, were too busy feuding with one another to notice that they were losing ground to the field. Both of the players made a number of poor shots on Sunday. Rory McIlroy appears to have rejected the solid advice of Jack Nicklaus, too, by attempting several very risky shots during the Masters instead of going ahead and playing the percentages. Fortunately, Rory's bold roll of the dice finally came up big this Sunday afternoon with a playoff win at Augusta National Golf Club. Congratulations to Rory McIlroy. The percentages were apparently on McIlroy's side, well, at least for this year. I'm Swamp Swami.